With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. Where's the last place you'd expect to find fresh, healthy, made-from-scratch food? If you said school cafeteria, you'd be wrong, at least in the dozens of school districts all over the state that are getting new training and transforming school food. Colorado Public Radio health reporter Eric Whitney has the story.
Kathy Del Tanto has been working in school food service in Montrose for 30 years.
My first kitchen that I managed was a little country school out south of town, and we made our own ketchup and everything.
Quaint, but cooking from scratch wouldn't last. Del Tanto, who's now food service director, says schools were encouraged to change with the times, and over the years that meant more fast food.
The key buzzwords were participation to get more kids to eat so that your programs can make more money.
Pizza, hamburgers, and french fries certainly drew the kids in. Del Tanto says processed food companies were right there with products kids wanted, and allegedly cheaper, too.
By doing processed food, you can cut your labor because, you know, you don't have to do the hard cooking or you're just reheating and that kind of thing.
That's been the model at schools across the country for decades. But 3 years ago, the health-focused nonprofit in Denver called LiveWell started helping Colorado schools switch back to scratch. LiveWell sends teams of chefs, like Mike Sheether from Boulder, as expert consultants.
Awesome. So what I want you guys to do is we're just going to trade recipes.
Today, Sheether's working with school kitchen managers in Grand Junction. He says lunchroom staff generally like the idea of using knives and following recipes again, not just opening cans and reheating chicken nuggets.
We're able to come into these schools, really inspire people that have been fairly uninspired for the last couple decades, and show them just a different path and empower them.
When the LiveWell program came to Montrose, school food veteran Kathy Del Tanto didn't actually want to be pulled down that path, cooking from scratch.
I didn't like somebody coming in telling me that I was doing it wrong. We were giving kids what they loved. You know, we had huge lunch counts. They were happy. Nobody was complaining.
But Del Tanto went to a school food boot camp like the one Mike Sheether does and heard some cold, hard facts about the childhood obesity epidemic in America and Colorado.
When I sat there in that classroom and knew the obesity rate had increased 30%, when I saw photos of kids and knowing that that generation doesn't have the life expectancy that their parents, you know, as a mom, that's a shock and awe moment. I remember thinking in my head, if it's not me, who is it going to be that's going to take that on? And if not now, when?
2 years later, Montrose schools have gone from serving 95% processed foods to 95% foods made from scratch. Del Tanto's buying more local food, and kids are getting more fresh fruits and vegetables. That all sounds great to health campaigners, but of course they know the big test is whether kids will eat it. So how do the beef nachos on whole grain chips that kids at Montrose High are getting today look? I asked students Ashley Henderson and Jesse Salazar.
How's the food?
It depends on the day.
How is it today?
It's okay. I've had better, but it's not as bad as it can be some days, so.
I don't really like the cafeteria food. It made me puke one day.
Teenagers can be tough critics. And today, Jesse was eating a bacon cheeseburger from a fast food joint that his mom brought him, not winning many points for nutrition. Kathy Del Tanto says she'll always be competing with fast food, especially with a cheap pizza place right across the street from Montrose High. She acknowledges fewer kids are eating school food since they switched to scratch cooking, but enrollment is down too, so it's hard to pinpoint the reason. She's confident, though, that in time, parents and kids will recognize that school food is a healthy, affordable alternative to fast food.
I think we have to market our program better, but we need to realize we're offering a healthy meal to students that meet the healthy guidelines for, you know, students of whatever age that they are.
There's not a whole lot of experience yet with whether cooking from scratch is more or less expensive for schools. LiveWell says indicators are good, but companies that sell schools processed foods aren't worried about going out of business anytime soon.
Is this something that's going to take over a more broad base? I think it's going to be very difficult.
Joe Pollack is a school food industry analyst at a Chicago consulting firm. He says most schools still prefer the convenience of processed foods, and thanks in part to new federal nutrition guidelines, those foods are changing.
There are processed foods that are good for you. Just because they're processed doesn't mean that it's bad. There are processed foods that have no preservatives, no additives, natural ingredients.
Back in Montrose, Kathy Del Tanto stands by her decision to eliminate processed foods whenever possible. It comes with a significant startup cost to re-equip kitchens and retrain staff. LiveWell and the Colorado Health Foundation are giving 82 school districts more than $4 million to help with that and to help find cost savings to make scratch cooking sustainable.
We were buying canned pinto beans. I went back the next year and we bought all local pinto beans, dry pinto beans. The savings was $19,000. And the crazy thing is the kids absolutely loved the beans. They noticed the flavor difference.
It's still going to be a few years until it's clear whether cooking from scratch saves schools money or costs them more. Kathy Del Tanto, with her 30 years of experience, is still sorting things out, but she's confident she can make the transition work. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.
The Colorado Health Foundation supports health reporting on Colorado Public Radio.